Bulgara and Lipsuka.
But okay. Only two for men.
Bulgaris.
You're not going to make a distinction whether it's Lipsuka or not. They're not canon billing.
No, but he said for men there are only two.
Why is there only two for men and three for women?
Ask them, why ask me?
No. Okay. I will start in a few minutes.
Any other questions?
Okay.
Does the Rebbe hold the first half of Svira or the second half of Svira?
What do you mean the first half?
First Minash. No shaving on the first half or second half?
Oh, that's Minogim Chulkin. The Mechaber and Ramo.
What does the Rebbe hold?
I don't say. I mean, now I don't shave altogether. When I was a bocher and I shaved, so I didn't shave except Erev Shabbos. Because of Kovet Shabbos, I shaved. But only with the powder. With an electric shaver, I didn't shave because according to one Shidus Vashenim, it's also the Rabbanon.
It's also the
Rabbanon
to shave?
With an electric shaver.
Altogether?
Altogether.
Because of Shchosas
Azaka?
That's like tar? I mean.
What?
It's like tar, he's saying it's like
powder is only a garment.
Right. Nobody's saying the electric shave is like a razor.
That's right.
So now let me ask a question about that in terms of the shaving. The Rambam
in Hilchas Avodas Chachamim, when he speaks about the Hashchasas Zakan, he says that it's usher betar, and he says that potter, I think he used the language of potter with a scissors. But that's even to cut, even with the scissors, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's a very strange thing.
But it looks like that from the Rambam.
That's what Gabi Ashkosas, Peres Oros. And Peres Azokin is Kavachim, that's his
Oros. So does that mean that according to the Shitas of Rambam, it would be usher to cut with the scissors, to cut the beard?
Yeah. With the Rambam. Very strange thing.
I saw it, and I was very taken aback.
What is your name?
Zucker, Saul Zucker.
Oh, Zucker, yeah. Are you related to Rabbi Zucker in Chicago?
I don't know. I don't think so.
He's the Reish HaKira of the Pshnei HaKotos Kira.
He says Papa.
What does the Rambam say in regard to Peres Oros? Potter or Mutter?
He says, in Gilas is the Kana of a Mitzrayim Potter. That's the Kana. Okay, let's see. This is Zakan.
In Gilah, Zakana be Misparayim is Pata.
Right. That's Zakana, the beard.
Yeah.
Let's see. Where's
Pata? Also Pata.
Mutla lucky to pay us be Misparayim. Yeah. Payash Menichim Bitsdayim. Okay?
Yeah.
Payash Menichim Bitsdayim lo Nasubah Chacham Shir. So this is like Shabbos, he's saying the Pater is Pater Avalasar.
Yeah.
So
according to the Rambam, every Jewish male
should have a beard.
I heard from my father.
What? It's a Shabbat beard?
Yeah.
A long one.
I heard from my father that he mentioned
that
Chaim said the reason is why the Rambam says Potter was a Rabbon because the Rambam says Derech of the Kohen, Ulalak and Pesos, the Derech of the Rambam is not to mention time in Sefer Yad HaZokah.
Only
means quite after a year. So it's a raya that there's a misa del Rabbanon. The same with Shuleiho. Because why do we go to Pesach? We shave the beard because we want to be like the goy. Those who live, let's say, in the Greek Orthodox church country, so the galochim have beard and pears. They don't have beard and pears either. They have beard and pears here. So it's a nisam rabbon. It's a chukaseyam Israel.
And the reason that powder would be the powder or the lotion because whatever would be mutter because it's a grama.
So you can't use any lots of shaving.
And it's not hashkasa. That's not a. It's a.
No, that's not hashkasa. I think because it's a grama. When you put the powder at 8 p.m., so you have to wait half an hour. Then you take a little petal, less.
Right, right.
And you shave it off. So at that time. He doesn't do anything.
Uh-huh.
What?
Can't use the much of shaving?
He's saying there's one sheet of it. It's Mr. Rabban going to one sheet of it.
So Rav Soloveitchik calls it. Can't.
I tell you, I saw the Rambam.
He wants to know if you're allowed to use an electric shaver.
You're allowed, but I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, it's pure pata, isn't it? Not until mutter.
And it's especially in contradistinction to the immediately previous halacha.
Right, right. Good observation. The tour, yeah. Right, yeah, right. Something else.
Any questions on Sri
Lanka? Okay, you want to sit down? You want to sit down?
Sri
Lanka.
Sri
Lanka. Right, you want to sit down?
Yeah.
Okay. Guys, questions? Questions on Sphira?
Yeah.
What do you do when you have a family? What do you do when you have a family bar mitzvah that isn't kosher or anything, but you have to go, and they're going to have live music during Sphira? So should you walk
music
out of the room?
Music is no problem. Music is no problem.
It's live.
It's only a minute.
Yeah,
you don't
so
have
would
to
you
pay
be
attention to the music. But if they sing Shirei Kadesh, then it's okay. It's in my mitzvah.
So you can listen to tapes?
Yeah.
Would you be allowed to dance?
If they sing Shira Mailis Borg or Lekeno, so it's okay.
Would you be allowed to dance with the live music?
Yes. If it's Shirei Kadesh.
If it's not, then you
no.
I had a similar case of a student of mine. It was a little bit different. It had nothing to do with Sphira, but it was a young lady, a girl. She was invited to a family simcha, and it was going to be in a conservative synagogue.
In the synagogue itself?
Yeah, it's a Shabbos davening in the conservative...
In the sanctuary.
Yeah.
Shouldn't go unless because of Shalom Bayis and Eva.
That was the issue. Shalom Bayis' parents were very, very upset. She didn't want to go.
No. Only Shalom Bayis and Eva.
And then it'll be okay?
Yes, yes. On Shabbos.
On Shabbos, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, she wouldn't dab it there.
I know.
No.
There's a person who is invited to a intermarriage wedding.
Of course not.
But if it's family. You try and stop them from getting married, but they're getting married.
You have to have evidence that you will be able to mashpia upon them. But over the ruva, you'll not be able to mashpia upon them.
So then you shouldn't go?
No.
Shouldn't go.
Not a sign.
What does the Rebbe hold about if you own a hall, like a wedding hall? And there's a couple there that maybe either intermarriage or there's going to be mixed dancing. Are you allowed to rent out the hall to them? Or?
Yeah. It's Chadiva Dinale.
What's the reason that if egg matzahs. So, the reason that you can't eat egg matzahs on Pesach, so many...
because Shitas Rashi is
right. That
there is a nisav of Chomets Nukse.
Right. So...
Machlekes between Rashi and Rav Nodam.
So you can't eat them. You're not allowed to eat them according to that Shita.
Yeah.
But you are allowed to own them.
What?
And buy them.
He says, can you own, is it an Isra Bal Yiroh on egg mats on Pesach?
No.
That's the question, right?
No, but
Chomets Nukse.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you hold this Chomets Nukse.
That's right.
Then you shouldn't have it.
You shouldn't have it. You should sell it.
So why is it the minhag that we have it, we say that you can have it, but you just can't eat it unless it's an older, and what's the reason that the children or old people can eat it?
Maybe that I'm not here, I don't know.
No, I think...
His question is...
And when they are mevatel, they are mafkir.
No, he's saying, I think people today, he wants to know if it's right, a lot of people today don't eat egg matzah unless they have little children or someone is sick.
That's right.
They don't eat it, so that they hold its noksha, but they keep it in the house.
Right, matzah.
Right. Yeah. But they keep it in their house.
Yeah, okay.
It would be better not to keep it in the house.
That's right. If you ask me, machinery is better, because machinery, there is no idle time. And I introduced a clapper, a beater, so there is no shia even for 1 minute. Mashainking by hand, especially when women, make the lishe. And the rabbonim say, Weiber, is retnik. In the meantime, they talk a million times. So there is more likely, that there will be shia of 80 minutes. That's why I never ate machine matzah, even before I had ashkocha of a strike. But I used to get Horowitz Margaret and the mashkiach there, was a Rav Shachatovitz, and he watched it.
And there's no issue, there's no problem of Lashem Matzmitzvah
because it's not Tolle Matzmitzvah.
No, can you use it? He wants to know, can you use it for the Kazayas for Matzmitzvah, Machine Shemura?
Of course. It's not that the Maise, there is a piece in Teras with foil that is Matzmitzvah. Because there is no mice in your diet.
Oh, would you be allowed by the Seder? Is it better to use machine than Shemura? Because machine, you know for sure that it's in the 18 minutes?
Yeah. No. Sure.
No, he wants to know, should he go home and tell his father, don't use hand Shemura and use machine Shemura instead, or it doesn't matter?
He can tell him mildly. But he shouldn't stand like a policeman over his father.
Yeah, is there a problem about paying for a newspaper before Shabbos and then getting it from the store on Shabbos?
What's the second part of that?
You pick it up before and pick it up.
And you pick it up from the store?
Yes.
He wants to know...
Outside.
What?
Like the little carriage outside.
He wants to know if a person is allowed to pay for a newspaper on Erev Shabbos on Friday, and on Shabbos, pick up the newspaper that he paid for on Friday from the store.
Pay for the newspaper on Friday.
Friday, because he wants to get Shabbos' newspaper.
Yeah.
And he can't pay on Shabbos. He'll pay for it on Friday, and he'll go to the store on Shabbos.
How will it be delivered?
He's gonna go to the store and get it from the store.
But he can't carry on Shabbos.
Assuming there's an Erev.
Only because of Erev is a foul.
Oh, okay.
Okay, if it wasn't that, let's say it was in a hotel.
What?
Let's say it's in a hotel.
Hotel is all right.
So you're going to the store.
That's right.
That's okay.
Yeah.
There's not
a Maris Ayin issue? It looks like a...
No. What Maris Ayin?
No, that he's buying...
It's inside the house. Everybody knows that you pay that Friday.
Yeah.
When the Shabbos aren't so late, and you have a paper, a standing order, where they always deliver you a paper every day. So the Shabbos paper, the Saturday paper, could perhaps be printed when it's already Shabbos, Friday night. Are you allowed to take it and read it on Shabbos?
It all depends upon the Mitzvah. If he's the spoke section or the new section could be printed on the Friday night. For the spoke section, I don't think so.
I think it's all printed together.
Okay.
So you're not allowed to...
No.
Is there a difference in the meaning, or what is the difference in the meaning between saying La Omer and Ba Omer?
I'll tell you what. Lo Omer means to the Omer. That means you emphasize only the important things in life. Usually a person celebrates only the major events when he graduated from medical school, when he got a Nobel Prize, or a prize for literature. But little things day after day he forgets. But Boima means you emphasize the little things even more than the big things, because it's easier to give a sacrifice one time and finished. You know, the American soldiers in the Korean War, so they gave up their lives in order, especially at the end of the Second World War, in order to destroy Nazism. And then when they came back, they wanted the government to give them a loan to study medicine, and the government refused. So then they rebelled against the government, and together with the rebellion against the government, there was a rebellion against parents, and against teachers, and against Almighty God Himself. And then was founded the hippies, nippies, hippies, all kinds of names. That's a terrible thing. And that was the cause of homosexuality. And then they coined three expressions, homosexual, bisexual, and heterosexual. Filth.
Rabbi, what do you say, La Omer or Ba Omer?
What?
Do you say La Omer or Ba Omer?
Say both.
Say both.
You say one after another La, or you say one at night, one in the morning. How do you say La and Ba together?
In the morning, it's only a minute.
I said one, but I'll say the whole thing, but I'm not, the whole thing, but I'm
not. Without a second?
Yeah, it's like one bar.
In the morning, you don't make it walk.
Is there a problem with a married couple holding hands in public?
What? Is there a problem for a married couple to hold hands in public walking down the street?
I told you, it's not nice.
Yeah,
it's not nice.
They shouldn't, but it's all the same.
Yeah.
You say Kriya Shema Al Amita. Do you have to say all three parshas?
What?
When you say Kriya Shema Al Amita, should you say all three parshios?
Yeah. I say it. The Dora Shimon says it.
All three parshas, even if you said Kriya Shema in this month?
Yeah.
What is the Rebbe's minhag about Shnei Mikras? Is he followed by the Messiah in the world that should do it by Silvestus or by the Grubs?
He wants to know, when you do Shnei Mikra, what's the better way of doing it? Should you do by the Pasuk by Pasuk or by...
I say Sedra by Sedra.
Sedra by Sedra.
Yeah. The whole two, sometimes you have two parts. Tazria and Metzeo.
Oh, so you do the whole Pasha?
Yeah, Tazria and Metzeo. And then again, Tazria and Metzeo. And then Talmud of Tazria and Metzeo.
What's the Rebbe's opinion about when you buy carbonos, saying Shema, all three paragraphs or just the first one?
The Kabbalah?
In
the morning, we're in carbonos, Lefiko Chanachnu Chayavim. So it says, Omer Pamayim B'chol Yom Shema Yisrael. So one.
No, I say only once.
Say one parsha?
That's right.
You say the whole.
No, I say the whole Krishna. But only one time.
Right, but no, in the morning by Karbanos, before you get the Baruch Shema, do you say the Parsha Shema Yisrael there, or you just say like some say the Gra is Lefika of Omrim for mine Bechol Yom Shema Yisrael, but you don't say Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad.
No, I say the whole Kriyashma.
Say the whole Kriyashma.
Up to Hashem Elokeinu Memes.
In Karbanos?
Yeah.
And then you say it later on with the Brachos?
Yes.
And you have in mind you don't want to be Yosei the first one?
That's right.
For Kriyashma. If one of the boys goes to Eretz Yisrael for
you have to observe Yom Tov Sheni.
The Raisas and Drabanans, or
the Raisas and Drabanans.
Everything. So what do you do with tefillin? You don't put it on.
You don't put it on Tanisha.
Even if you have like an apartment there?
And what if they have a place to live there? They live in America, but they have an apartment in Eretz Yisrael. Does that make
they
a difference? Or they go back and forth. Does it make a difference?
No.
So, what does it go by? Where a person makes his parnasa, or where a person lives?
Well, I live there constantly. I go every summer to Israel, and I observe Yom Tov Sheni. And I daven a special minyan near in Yeshivat HaKotel.
I hope, Rebbe, hope this is not chutzpah. Is that a different view from the view of the Rav, Zechatzai Kavracha?
What was the view of my brother?
I don't know. I had heard
that he said you only keep the Doraisas, and
it's incredible.
That's what people have said.
Yeah, say many things.
Okay.
What
does
the Rosh Yeshiva hold about showers on
Yontif,
even if you're careful about hot water, cold water, and towels?
What? Okay. He wants to know what the proper procedure is if one is allowed to take a shower on Yom Tov.
Chas v'shalom. Chalameid, not Shabbos in Yontif.
And if one uses cold water, same thing?
Same thing. Okay. But hot water is also medina digmore, and cold water is also Mitzatakonis again. The Levush mentioned it.
If one were to get smicha from a yeshiva in America, like Wahyu, and they wanted to go into chinuch, is there a din that they have to go into chinuch in the U.S. or they're allowed to go into chinuch in Eretz Yisrael? Some people say
it all depends where they'll be able to accomplish more. If, let's say, he speaks English beautifully and Hebrew not, so then. So then he should get a job in Chutz Lorets for a year or two. Reversely, if he speaks English beautifully and Hebrew not so much, so he should get in America.
So if he knows Hebrew well, he should go to Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah, and if he speaks both perfectly, so it all depends where we'll have students more to be much be upon them.
What would the Rosh Hashiva hold if let's say a person got very sick and had a terrible smell and didn't
okay shower? So he should take under the faucet of cold water and mash himself, but not to take a cold shower.
And then what if a person, let's say for example a skunk sprayed a person on Shabbos, so his whole body smells.
So what? So you should take a towel and wipe him around?
So you just do parts of the body, but you can't
that's
wash
right.
The whole body.
What was the rub hold on?
What?
We want to know about ball playing ball on Shabbos.
No. Not even the courtyard, and not even the house. Unless a little baby, okay.
How come my hallow, we say, the crow of sorrow,
I can't hear.
How come what?
And the word Vishma, we don't say the crow of Kriyashma.
Why is there no Birchas HaMitzvah? By Kriya Shema. By Halo we say, Shekhashem is the Zivan, we cross a Halo. By Kriya Shema we don't say.
Kriya Shema is the Zivan, we cross a Halo.
Because
Kriyashma is basically a mitzvah of Chavis HaVavis. The Rai is that the Gemara said, Reb Yudah Anossi, when he was teaching his Talmidim, he never said Kriyashma. So somebody said, Tisho Shemesi Es Yodei Aleinu, then he says Kriyashma. So how is he becoming the mitzvah? So the reason is, because it's basically a Chavis HaVavis. And the Rai is, because the Mishnah says, Tafchot from a days in Rochet, Bal Keri Mehara Beribe. So the Rambam says, that there is a mitzvah of Tfilah Midaraisa, the Chol HaPochus once a day, but Midrabbonon three times a day. The Ramban is Masik. If there is a mitzvah to say Kriyashma at least one a day, so how can it be kind of mitzvah by Mahara B'libe? The answer is, since it's basically the Chavis HaVavis, so the Eved is Yetze all the time with the Raisa. But L'chatchila with the Raisa, Shaloi V'shasat Chak, he wants to he's not allowed to rely on Mahara B'libe, because if he's Mahara B'libe, he doesn't make any impact on the logic of the mind and logic of the heart. So maybe he is Mahuyev, but Mokmat Chak is Mutal Chatchila. I mention all that in Perach Matam and Sefer Matam.
The Rav put on tefillin on Chol Hamoed?
I'm sorry, I'm the only one in the Beis HaRav who puts it on, not anybody else. And the reason is, when I became a mitzvah, my father was in America, so my uncle, who is a Richard Meisels, taught me. And when I came to America, I asked my father, should I put on tefillin on Chol Hamoed without the broche? So my father said, who taught you that? I said, my uncle Rav Zaviche. So my father said, continue that way.
Without a
bracha? No
bracha.
Do you make a t'nai or no t'nai?
No.
And your father put on tefillin?
No.
What? Your father didn't put on tefillin?
No one. But my sons-in-law and my grandsons, they put on tefillin.
Is the Rav saying the Kaddish by Kedusha and
Chazas
HaShas?
Oh, what?
No. So should the people in the Tzibur ask the question? In other words, if the Shliach Tzibur saying the Kaddish, should the people in the Tzibur also say the Kaddish, or they just answer Kadosh and don't say the Kaddish?
No, she's also saying the Kaddish.
What comes first? If you only have time to do one, and learning with a Rebbe that you will only be able to learn with...
I can't be here.
Okay. If a person has a choice to do one thing...
Learning with a Rebbe that you won't be able
either
to learn
what?
With the rest of the year, or keep it up aim,
or learning with the Rebbe that you won't be able to learn with again.
Keep it up aim. It's an Uben de Chayl. Even ping pong, you're not allowed.
This is the source.
Play chess.
What is the problem with cutting out when our sofer is writing a Sefer Torah and he makes a mistake? What's the problem with cutting out the word or the letter he made a mistake with and just replacing it with another piece?
Well, the question with what?
Sefer Torah?
Yeah.
When our sofer is writing it,
right.
What's the problem with cutting out the word? Just cutting.
Instead of scratching it out?
Instead of scratching it out. Because I saw in a couple of Torah ones that an old one. That it was cut out and there was another piece placed
right in the background. Right.
What,
you
want
to know if you're allowed to do that?
Yes.
Okay.
What?
So the sofer makes a mistake in writing the Sefer Torah. He wants to know, is it better to scratch it out and correct it with the kulmus, or is it better to cut the word out and put a patch under it?
Right.
know, it's better to with the comas.
Do it with the comas. No, scratch it out and rewrite it. It's better to do it that way. This way it's on the same cloth. Yeah.
What's your view on wearing tchelis today?
I'm wearing? I think another one of the other boys in the other shir asked about wearing tchelis b'zman hazeh.
We don't. The Beis HaLevi said to Al-Din HaRebbe tried to bring wise from Latin and Greek and chemistry. So he said, I don't care, because there is Shalom v'chov v'yagetcho, skinecho v'yemuloch. And then there is love, l'usosu m'kol adoro, asher yagilu v'yom n'usmei. So there are two Kabbalahs. One Kabbalah is a Kabbalah, the Meishim v'Sinai, and the Dinim of the Torah. One Kabbalah is and the Meredam of the Torah. The Kabbalah of Sirash Baruch Peh says that's only the five minim amachlis. What are the five minim? Chito, Seiro, wheat, barley, kushmin, spelt, rye, oats. But the question is, what is chito? You take a dictionary, and it says chito is great. How does the author of the dictionary know? Because there's a masere of Shalabichov Yagetros Knechvimov. He doesn't have to be Godlato. Even if he's a big amoritz, so rely on it. And unfortunately, in this manner gaining, we lost that Kabbalah, so it cannot be renewed. So as in the Rebbe said, so how will it be renewed? The Mesa Mashiach, so he said, Eliyahu was part and parcel of the Kabbalah of Mesha Kibbutz Sinai, and part and parcel of Shalavicho V'Yagetcho, Skinecho V'Yemu.
One is not permitted to breed a horse and a donkey, is that right?
Because you're not allowed to mix a horse and a donkey together, to mate them together, kilayim.
That's a chok. But the chinuch says that the reason is, the rationale, we're not allowed to interfere with the laws of nature, because semer warms and the piston cools off, so you're not allowed to do that.
So, but is one permitted to benefit? Are you permitted to buy a mule from somebody who
done it and used it? He said, let's say someone already did it, and now there's a mule. Can you use a mule? Is there an issue?
Yeah, sure.
Just
it's only at the very outset.
Just to breed the two.
What about grafting?
Grafting?
Grafting, like cutting off a piece of one tree and, you know, the branch and mixing
it up
another.
Whether you can?
Yeah.
So it says same thing. What about a tree? Where they take an orange tree and
grapefruit.
Grapefruit. Or tangerine.
You're allowed to put it.
What kind of games are you allowed to play at Shabbos? War games, or are you allowed to play
pool?
What? You're not allowed to play chess even?
Well, chess. So there's a children behind you talk that it's mutar because chess sharpens your mind. So it's like a chokhmah.
So chokhmah games
like also. You're allowed to study mathematics on Shabbos. Only the Rambam Shita is. You're not allowed to study chokhmah so'ilam in on Shabbos.
So.
What?
It's coming off over there. I'm
going to
pull it all the way off on
Shabbos. Sometimes the skin. By the nail.
So it's mudar if nifchas liboy.
On Shabbos. You can pull it off.
Yitzare means he teaches him. No physical pain. And discomfort.
So you can pull it off on Shabbos.
If it's nifchas liboy.
In both directions?
Yeah.
So towards your fingers and towards your hand?
With his hand on.
It's only one way.
If it's attached.
Right. If it's mainly off. If it's mainly off, then it bothers you.
Not whether it's mainly off, whether it's which direction it's attached to your...
Yes.
Yeah.
In last week's parsha, we had the Isser of eating the foods for the first 3 years. On the other hand, we have the Isser of destroying fruit trees. So is it
are you going to explain
He wants to know, with the fruits of Arlah, you can't eat it the first 3 years. Why isn't that a problem of Baltashlis, that they're just there and you're not using them?
How is it Baltashlis if it's so acid?
It's
going
to overripen.
There's no Baltashlis when you go there because of my mason.
That fruit's overripen.
If you have, like, let's say, a yard site in the family, and
what?
A yard site in the family.
And the people who are mainly observing the yard site are going to be davening in a conservative shul. And it's a big, big issue of shalom bayit. Are you allowed to attend services or maybe even daven there?
He should be there, but not daven there.
Let's say you're going to miss the mon if you're there.
What?
Say you're going to miss the mon. Say it's like the whole morning and you're miss.
What?
So if a person's going to go, and if he doesn't daven there, he'll end up missing the zman.
So what? You should daven at home at 6:30.
Daven early.
That's coming.
Yeah.
What does the Rav hold about, let's say you own a pet, a dog or a cat, are you allowed to pet them because maybe some fur will come out? Or
when?
On Shabbos?
Okay. Yeah. It's not nice. It's meaning, but okay.
Does the Rav end Modim Darabanan with Baruch Kelodos or Brachat HaShem Kelodos?
Modim Darabanan. He wants to know the proper nusach for Modim Darabanan, where they say Baruch Ata HaShem Kelodos or just say
Baruch Kelodos. Yeah.
What was the Rav's like an animal?
Is it flies? Okay, they have a plant that's called the Venus flytrap, where a plant that grows in a flower pot, it eats insects.
Yeah.
So it eats like an animal would eat, but it's a plant.
Yeah.
So he's saying there's an issue to feed some animal, the wild animal.
So why should we lay an insect?
So he wants to know, is it also to feed that plant on Shabbos?
Why? Ism is an ace of all of.
What?
Ism is an ace of
all of.
No,
yeah, it's not. No, it's. Okay. Yeah.
The halacha for studying chemistry is the name of man.
Zaria.
Zaria?
Yeah,
what kind of Zaria?
No. Yeah.
What kind of Zaria?
The plant, the animals, because you might catch it. You're not going to catch the plant, is it? No, but it's not an animal. Yeah.
Is the halacha of studying chemistry the same as math, and also if you could really avoid studying who would it call inside of you?
So I told you, Machlech is between the Rambam and a lot of Shani. They called him Tol Shani Mismuta. They called him the Rambam Mitzosa. So Shalevich has a trap, he should be Machlech. But he was afraid he might fail the reasons, so then he should study.
Study during the week too.
There's a problem with doing talking about business on Shabbos, right?
Yeah. Sure.
So if you go to school and it's your business to study for chemistry and math, and you're not doing it with Shema for Chachmas Hashem, so are you allowed to do that on Shabbos?
Sure.
It's totally not with Shema.
That's right. Panos is also a mitzvah.
Panos is a mitzvah.
By reading the Torah at Mincha time, if there's a katan who knows the parsha really, really well and won't make any mistakes, or if there's a person over the age of our mitzvah who doesn't know it well at all, and he just will try to skim through it.
Okay. If you have two people in shul, Shabbos Mincha, one is a
boy. Why Shabbos Mincha, not Shabbos Shachas?
Well, I don't know, that's so, and one is 12 years old, and he knows the parsha well, he can lane it well, and one is an older person that didn't prepare the laning. So he wants to know who's better to lane.
The older person, but if it's Moki Meivo, then he's allowed.
If it's?
Moki Meivo.
Mm-hmm. What's that? Moki Meivo.
You know.
Yeah, sure.
Is it better to invite somebody to a Simchat Shabbos if you know that they're going to be Mechalal Shabbos in order to get there?
Can you invite someone to a Bar Mitzvah on Shabbos?
No.
If they're going to drive?
No. Definitely not.
What does the Rav hold about, let's say you have nine people in Minyan, can you use a katan holding a Sefer Torah to be in the Minyan?
If you have nine people in a Minyan and one katan, can you allow the katan to hold the Sefer Torah to be marshal in the Minyan?
Yeah, well, that's the Gemara in Brachas, you're allowed.
Is it halacha l'maaseh, you could do it, or?
Should call in somebody.
Is it any cloth, or just it has to be a Sefer Torah? No,
and if you hold that way, according to those sheets, is it Dafka Sefer Torah or any Kitzvei Kodesh? Can I have a...
Chikol Vachema. If you're telling so, like, so Kitzvei Akedah, certainly.
I could take a Megillah, could I take a...
Sure.
Let's say someone, the Shliach Tzibur is saying Modim, and the people in the Tzibur are supposed to say Modim Drabanan, and accidentally one of the boys, instead of saying Modim Drabanan, they said the regular Modim that they said in their silence. So they don't have to go back and say it.
Finish it up?
Yeah, then finish up, yeah.
On the topic of being Mishal and Minyan with a katan holding a Sefer Torah, how does a katan holding a Sefer Torah change the status of the katan so that he is able to be Mishal and Minyan? If, you know, it seems as if he's not a katan, he should be able to.
He wants to understand what the pshat, how it makes sense that a katan holding a Sefer Torah counts as a tenth person. If he's a katan, he's a katan. If he's a gadol, he's a gadol. So how does the Sefer Torah help? No, how does the Sefer Torah help the katan be the tenth person for the minyan? He wants to understand how.
Because that's the din of the Gemara. Because of chinuch.
Back to the topic before about inviting someone if you know that they'll drive on Shabbos.
Oh, sure.
Not, but if it's shalom bayis, if they'll completely ruin the shalom bayis between family.
So then, since it's chadiv v'nara, it's only osam el rabon, so it can be matter.
Under all circumstances, it could be mutter. They have to check that very carefully. Okay? And there's a be mutter, it's really going to be that kind of problem. Yeah.
For shalom bayis reasons, are you allowed to attend a wedding, being in the hall before, that the actual chuppah will take place on Shabbos, assuming there's no music?
Chas v'sholem. Chas v'sholem.
I guess not.
How's our vote if one makes, I don't know, he's eating meal, is the dessert counted in it if one, you know, has in mind one's going to have a dessert after the meal?
And so a person is eating a meal, and when he made hamotzi, he had in mind that he's going to eat his dessert. Is the dessert included, or does he need a special bracha for the dessert?
It all depends. If he benched already, he has to make a special bracha. But if he didn't bench yet, he does not have to make a special bracha.
Does it make a difference what the dessert is, if it's cake or if it's fruits?
It doesn't make any difference.
Because he had in mind?
Yeah.
When a person is doing bedikas chametz, so they have to check their coat pockets, their jacket pockets.
That's right. Empty out of the pockets.
What does Rav hold about say tachanun or not say tachanun
on Pesach Sheni? On Pesach Sheni, whether one should say tachanun or not.
Well, it doesn't make any difference. I don't say.
No, I don't say. Yeah. If a child or a woman has the baby inside, they know has Tay-Sachs disease.
Yes.
So they know the child is going to die. Is there any heter to have an abortion?
Chas v'shalom.
The Thoreau's opinion about cloning and genetic engineering.
It's also because Kimaisias Mishai Loisaso is not allowed to interfere with the laws of nature.
If someone tries to get a kill and a woman going to a mikvah, if a person has access to a
state, can you use that for a mikvah? Because it's meanwhile, I don't know how it started, though.
That's right. It all depends whether in the reservoir there is either a mattress, schuchis, plastic, wood, whether it's idolam kabotume or not. If it's not idolam kabotume, it's all right. If it's idolam kabotume, so then it's possible.
What does the Rav do on Yom HaTzmaut regarding halal? Do you say?
I say halal without the bracha. When I daven in shul, when I daven at home, I don't say anything.
In shul, it's better to say it, there was a question, to say it Kaddish, is it better to say it be right after Shemona Esrei, or should you say it after Kaddish Tiskabel, so there's no question of a hefsek?
Doesn't make any difference.
What if the person's minhag is to say halal with a bracha, or not to say halal at all? If he is
stopping... Well, the bracha, it's a bracha batal.
Bracha.
You know, Afghanistan said, was asked once, does he say halal on Yom HaTzmaut? And so I said, I am named the minhag of Ben-Gurion. Ben-Gurion doesn't say halal and doesn't say tachnun. I do the same thing.
Okay, but what was the question? If a person...
So let's say he doesn't... Forget the person says it. Let's say he doesn't say halal at all, and he's davening the minhag when they do say halal. Should he say halal, or should he...
He should say halal.
Say with his zilah. Should he have in mind the Torah's Tehillim, or...
Tehillim.
Yeah.
Why by Geneva do you have to be
capable, whereas
by
Gzela, just... So the Gemara says in Merubah, because he does when... As chutzpah towards everybody, towards Rabbeinu Shalom and towards Milodom, but the ganef has chutzpah only to the Rabbeinu Shalom, but he has respect for Milodom.
Yeah, there's a Tosfos in Kiddushin in Suvis that says that we write the Suva in between the Kiddushin and the Nisuin to create a hefsek in between. But according to the
Shulchan, they write the ksuvah under the chuppah.
Right.
So, well, there's the meaning of the svardim. But the meaning of Ashkenazim is that we write the ksuvah before minchah.
No, he's talking about the reading. The reading. He said the reading, we read the ksuvah to create a hefsek under the chuppah. So what's the question?
If, according to the Shita, that the chuppah is the nesu'in, so if you're doing the kiddushin under the chuppah, so as soon as you do the kiddushin, you're under the chuppah. So the nesu'in is good, so how can you create a hefsek if you're under the chuppah?
Why not?
Because if the nesu'in has already taken effect.
No, I don't see why it's hefsek. As long as he's not nesi'a das, it's not hefsek.
It's supposed to be.
Just the kosher by the rabbi, you know, even if he speaks for 2 hours. You know, do you ever hear that the rabbi should speak for 2 hours? But I heard it. In Frankfurt am Main, they used to do it, and Rabbi Breuer in Washington Heights also spoke German for 2 hours. I thought I was fainting.
Nowadays, is a shul about to own a piano or an organ or a music instrument?
Can a shul own a piano or an organ or a musical instrument?
For the meyachel, the shul shul, why not?
If a choir wants to come into a shul and sing and accompany the chazan to make it a more, in your beautiful davening, is that allowed?
What do you mean, in the shul itself?
In the shul itself on Shabbos.
Yeah.
So they have 10 men, no instruments. They have 10,
no instruments, just
they have 10 men sing. They have 10 men sing along with the chazan to make it a nicer davening. No instruments.
But they don't play the piano.
No, they just accompany.
You're walking down the Aron HaKodesh, you walk backwards, and is it different than holding the Torah?
When a person walks away from the Arna Kodesh, should he walk, you know, face and walk backwards? No, but when, let's say person has a psicha, so when he finishes putting away the Torah, should he walk backwards? So he doesn't turn his back to the...
Backwards.
Okay. And if he's holding the Sefer Torah, then can he turn around?
Yes.
If one's studying in college and majoring in religion, would he be allowed to learn other subjects besides Judaism?
Or can he study Christianity? That's your question?
Christianity or, right. Or like...
If a person is in college and they want to take courses on religion, their major, they want to... That's their...
Yeah.
Can they study about Christianity and Hinduism and Muslim, or is it also?
No. He just come on and use a few somebody to make panoche or to damage a person who has a kid or something.
I'm understanding the guess of how you, when during Kaddish, you want to continue to stand up. Stop saying
it. And you're saying it in the Chazal of the Kaddish?
Yeah.
Okay. So he said, what should one do if he's in the middle of saying Tachanun, the Filos of Hayim, and the Shliach Tzibur is already saying Kaddish? Should he stop and stand up, or should he continue?
He should continue.
And he doesn't...
Yeah, try.
Should he answer the Kaddish sitting down?
What?
Should he answer the Kaddish?
Sure.
With his head down. Yeah.
What is allowed to be said under the Chuppah?
What do you mean?
I went to a wedding, and the rabbi, he wasn't so religious, he started speaking about how the chassan was a great ball player.
Then
he
gave
was a good ball player, baseball player.
And then he gave a score of a playoff game.
He just ridiculous.
Then he gave a score of... was that usher, or is it just...
It's ridiculous.
And what does Rav hold about the Sher Brachas under the Chuppah, the third, fourth, and fifth Bracha, where the fourth and fifth don't have Baruch by it? Should one person say all three, or should...
You can invite as many as you want.
As long as they listen to the third, or they didn't even have to listen to
There's not a problem of Bracha Smukh L'Chaberta, they didn't...
That's right.
So they should pay attention to the other Brachas.
That's right. Should answer on them at the conclusion of each individual Bracha.
By tashlich, is it a problem if a person takes bread and throws it into the water, or is that a problem of bal tashlich? Or
no.
It's okay.
I'm not going to use it anywhere.
Old bread.
Yeah.
But if it's bread he could eat.
What?
If it's bread he could eat.
Is he going to eat or not? Yeah.
What?
There's not a problem with the fish. There's fish in the water.
Oh. Is there a problem because there's fish in the water? Is there a problem if like feeding fish on Shabbat, on Yantuf?
They can gather.
And you might, and they'll gather together, so it's a question of...
Is it nature of Alakha or not?
No, it's fish. It's just fish in the ocean.
Oh, no.
Shouldn't do it.
Anyway, how can he throw in the ocean?
No, I mean, in
the
ocean. Right.
The commas.
About a rock. Not on you, but I mean. Okay.
A few more. Something?
No. So I want to go over Parshas Achemes Amini by Yes Emelach Help me out in a can. Aloha and Eshkov. ויאמר עד השם המשה, אמיר לקיינים מארץ, ואומרת עליהם לנפש ואיתם הבאנו, כמישיר יעקור עזוב, ואם הוא לא בבני גולבית, הוא לא אוכל, ואחרי שיאמסו לו, אקרי וולוב, אשר לא יסוליש, לא יתאמה. So, the Gemara says, כשיר יעקור ולבסו יסתק, so he's מחויב to become himself. To his wife. Let's see the Rambam in Perek Beis Milchas Avelet. Perek Beis Halach Aleph. Eilu she'odom chayev li'sabarim elei mitero.
even the army of Neil Bicke, Fiochabach, Senior, whom he defrayed, she suffered, so that I was in the mission and the Kashi, who I may defray him. The Gemara says it, we got the Eastic Tamil, where the Gedushin is only the abundant, but from the Raman it's much, even Eastic Deo. The answer is, the Rashbam says, if you put this on Mikro, so we share a corridor of means the next of kin. But our Pidrash, we are now by Eastay, so the resources is in the Reise, but the Chiyuv is only in the Rabbah. The Tamei, Baal Biyamot, the Yecholi, the Yikro Kor Chaberation, who Paskanam Yigalecho, und so haben wir so zu alles. Das ist hier und hier, der Hallo Schem und hier, der Sisse hat die Schem, der Hallo Schem und hier, der Nachrin und hier. Ich soll sein, aber Hallo und hier kommen. Ich soll Fuß und hier schon hier kommen. Die Kode ist hier kommen. Die Daste, der Schlechen und der Kacho und Makri. Kode ist hier noch, die Kode ist an mir, die Schem und Kadesh. Was ich gehe, die Seife Wiesn ist. Es wurde mir gelöst, wo ich die Säule, wie ein Kind an Gott und Jakob, als ein Jutzer Kaufeife, Schemen an Mischko, und mir ist Jode, und mir ist es ein Gott, welche wie Jifko, und Gott auf die Jifre, weil kommt nach sich Mess wie Jode, wie Jode, wie immer wie Tange, und mir mit der Schule Jetze, wo ich habe es in der Schule Kopf, die Mäse Schemen Mischak, für den Kobol und Maria die Schemen. ואישו, פסומה או ייקח, כמת, המון ורחושו וחלולו, זה נעשה או ייקח, כמסו המעמוב ייקח אישו, וחלו זרי בעמוב, כאני עד השם וקאצ'י. נאו, תראי זה מחלקס, פיתוין דרמב"ם דרייבט, אסטוואי, איקי המשנת הלאות, תומרי איקי ארס, סוד רמב"ם שז, איסל רב ורייסי, בגוזינו, doesn't mean Zeno has to show them prostitute. How could we say like this? Brati de Shmuel, who was raped by Igoz. What was his name? What was his name? Isha Giyure. And then he did Shuvah, and he was Nidaya. So the Rotsi was a Loibidush. So he does a Kedusha. Then he became a Tomitzrochem. Can you say has to show them? That the Sadekis, or the daughter of Shmuel, was a prostitute, but Zeno means an abused woman. That's the right shot. So it's really scandalous that even in the art school, they translated prostitute. It's scandalous. It should be translated into abuse. ויתקו, אישי ולפיסח, או יחדה מסרוח, או אישה שיהיה בשל הרגע, או של היד, או יקיבן, או ידק, או תפארו בעיני, או יגרה וילפס, או נראה החושך, כל אישה שבימום, וזרע נקיין, ויגע שלחה כפסי שי, עד השם, מום בוי, יש לחם לקוף, ויגע שלחה כפסי, לחם לקוף, וקושי הקדושים, מן הקדוש עם יחל, אך לפרחס ליובי ולמזבח ויגש, כמום בוי ויחל אז מדושי, גני עד השם מקצו, ודבר מי של ארם אבור ולקוב מישראל, וידבר עד השם על מי של אימר, דבר על ארם ואובונו, וינוסו מקדושת מישראל, ויחל השם קושי, אשר אי מנדיסים, מי, אני השם, אמיר עליהם גרסי חבר, קוראי ששייקב קוזרחם, איזה הקודשי. אצל עד השם, ותמוס יולו, נאו תסקיב. ושחל לשם קודשי, ונגדשתי בשביל ישראל, אני עד השם הקדשי שכם, עמי תעשר מאז מצחי, מי יש לכם מלכים, אני עד השם. Can I have the Ramban in Perikei Milcha Shishi Be'Atera? Pirkei Aloch Aleph. Kol Beis Yisrael Mitzuvim Al Kiddush Hashem HaGodol Hazeh Shenemach V'Nikdashti B'Sheikh Me Yisrael. So the Rosh HaRambam ask how is it that Rambam says Kol Beis Yisrael. He should say Kol Me Yisrael. So the Torah sees that even in Shor Mitzvahs a Kotn is Potter, but in Kiddush Hashem a Kotn is Chayev. The Chayev is from Chana Rishiva Baneo, so even the baby was told to be raised a nefesh himself. If he's not Mechuyev, so he's Mishayev Nafshe, so it's a right that he's Mechuyev. Why? Because the Kiddush Hashem is realized on two levels, on the individual level and the collective level. On the collective level, so he's Mechuyev as an integral part of the whole household of Israel, so mainly is chayev on a collective level. The Kesat, Kishiyame Yevduchovim, Vienes es Yisrael, Laver Alachas, Mikol Mitzes Amore Potero, O Yargeno, Yava Val Yorig, Shenema, Bimitzes Ashiyasu Odom, Vichaybem, Vichaybem Oshiyomazbem, Vimeis, Vliova, Ashmus Chayev Nafshe. So the question is, how does Rambam mention that as an example of Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem? That's only because the Chayvim, Chilul Shiyomus Ben, the Torah says there are two kinds of Kiddush Hashem and two kinds of Chilul Hashem. One is when he's misanefesh himself to be killed, that's a big Nisoyen, but there is a bigger Nisoyen when he's forced to live his profane life all the time, like Yosef HaTzadik, whose Ashes Petifah forced him to have a relationship with him, and he had to run away and be put in prison in a dungeon he didn't know for how many years. So that's a big anisoyen. During the Second World War, many American youngsters sacrificed his life. But when they came back and they didn't get any government loan, so they rebelled against everything.
But the Rambam does not say that if he's over Bonera, can say the only Sinok. The Rambam doesn't say he's over on the Shabbat. So we see that even Avdizor and Arias, so the Aloch of the Chayvim, the Loshi Yomuzbim, applies, but it's an extraneous Isa of Chil Hashem. By each Mashenke Mishor Domin, so the Rambam says that even Ibneach, who is not loser on Chil Hashem, is Mechuyev to the Mishanafshi and Shechus Morin, because that's based upon the Svore of my chazis. The svar of my chazis is plain logic of the mind, so there is no difference between the soil and the neach. Rafapi says, Vimoyo, Vinema, Rafapi Fame, Vishova, the Inis, in Mountainous. ובנצור חלימה של מישי נעשי אפילו איזה בזן בין אפילו הורג בהנף שאימרתי ממישי אלא איזה ברצני ובעידים והסחוי שנמה בהן בני שמסר אל המלך ונרק ונסעתי אספוני באי שהוא תיאשמו ללמדו לבדי הוא ולרונוס ולשריק ולנות ומים אבליסקוחובים שיחמו המנהקת, הוי ונחל איזו, ובין עשרים החייב כובש, ואין צומח אונה בשבז, כרוכים הראשון מיצ'ס, המורת בטבו, סו ישמע שם לא שנה רמב״ם, את הפריזורי, is the biggest avera in the world, what he says, ועבור כרוכים הראשון מיצ'ס, המורת בטבו, וברא ישראל, ומנהר הראשון של דובה. Now, the Rambam says that in Greek, that Kol Mitzvah in Heshuva. The Kalev in Heshuva, the preamble, ותפיסס האחס הוא שיושו וחיתי חתוי לפני אדישם וישבתי הלוך א' כל מתסס ישבתנו ונעשה ולא יששה אם הוא ברישך עוד הלחס מהן ומזודם ובשקוקו כי יעשי תשובה יושו וחתוי חי ומשבת מהאדישם שמחסים לחס why doesn't he say ומזודם ובשקוקו ובאינס so there the Chinuch says that Enes is not in my Zavere altogether, but it's not so. Then the Chinuch says that according to the Rambam, only Vidu is a Chiyuv, but Tshuva is only a Din. In other words, if he was Mechal Shabbos, or Mechal Wonten, or Echal Trefes, or he was a Shabbos, he is possible in the Reise, in Medintero, but if it is Shuvah, he becomes a tzaddik. But apparently, the Rambam Raskinuch overlooked Purushi Yoshi Vachatoye Mechatoye. So he said that the Rambam Shita is that it's a chiyu, not only a din, the Yisvade. Now he says, Ono Hashem, Chotosi, Ovisi, Poshaito Lifonecho, Vosisi Kach Vekach, Varenechamte, Poishti, So how is it Masham Moshna Rambam that first comes Chagot Elohova and then Kabbalah Rehabe? But in Perek Beis he says that the verse Perek Beis Aloch Alev Yizeu Tzuvik Mure Yishakol Mode Dovo Shorova Be Vyefshe Biyode Laseise Upirish Vyoso מהתשובה, לא מאירו ולא מקישלם בו, כיצד, הרי שבו הרישו באווירו, לך הזמן נשאח את שמו, ואם את באפוסי ובקרי הגופי ובמדין השאובה בו, הוא פירת ולובה, הרי זה מרשו בגמורה, הוא שישלם אומה, הוא שחרר ורחו, במיבח ובסחו, ומשוב על מצפנוסי, ובין שיאפשרי לעשות מה שרויו, איזה אף פי שאינו תשובה מולו, מה לא הוא לא, ובל תשובה הוא, אף לא בכל יומו, ועושה תשובה וימס עושה, ומי בתשוב עושה, כל המסות נכורים, שנמה עד אשר ישחק שלך שמש, ויורח, ויורח והתרחובים, וישובו לרונים, אחר הגשם, שויה ממישה, מכלל פילדך הפרק, וישוב גילים שיומו, ניסו לרחבי, ומהו יצובה, שיאז'ב החתוי, So that means Kabbalah Le'avish word, for your Sirei Machshavtei, for Yigmarim, for Yisraelim, Shanema, Yatsu Kushtaki, Bechein Yisnachim, Al Shova, so you get a voice. The answer is, Tshuva does two things. First is Mafkia the Shem Rosh, then he gives Kabbalah in regard to the Afkor Shem Rosh. So then, Kabbalah Le'avi is first, because otherwise, he is stable with Sheret Miyode, but in regard to Kapore, so Chavotel over his face, and Kapore Lahabe later. Now then there is a rather strange look. Yoridu of Yedir Talum is the Rebbeinu Shalom. So the question is, what the Rebbeinu Shalom does, that's not an integral part of his Shuvah. How does the Rambam mention it as a component? The answer is, in the course of 50 years that I was a Magid Shiur in New York, in Yitzchak, and then in Hebrew Theological College, this Medrash L'Torah, and then again in New York, so I had many Talmidim. Sometimes I see a Talmid who is very bright, and he could be on the top of the class, but he's a big butler, and he works on crossword puzzles. So I tell him after everybody leaves, Yene, why do you mevatel that your limud, you could be on top of the class? So he says, Rabbi, I'll try. So I know it's a brocha levatole. But if he says to me, Rabbi, I attest that God is my witness, then I know he'll do everything. In Ashuve, ואילים הכיפורים מחפרים להעביר את מלון המוקים כשאוכל דבר עושה או יבואה בי ועשור וחייץ בן אבל להעביר את מלון חבירי כנחיר ויש חבירי וגם קל על חבירי או יגיד לי וחייץ בן איני נמחה לרעילון עד שייתן לחבירי משהו חייב בן וירצהו נאו The Mishnah says in Yume, Kablesa Benazar Yehimea, Lifni Yatsishem Titov, Avei Neshemer Lemokim, Yim HaKippurim Mechaper, Avei Neshemer Lechaveri, Yim HaKippurim Mechaper. So then, that's the reason as to why he's not Mechaper. Then there is a Mishnah in Achevu, Daf Tzadik Omed Alef, Afshe Shilim Lei, Eine Nimcha Lei, Why do we need to psukim? The answer is the din of Nevi Shem Titoro is a din in Kapore. It's not limited only to Tshuva. It applies to Yom Kippurim, to Yisurim, and to Mise. Mashirim came the din of Nimchalei means that the Shem Rosh is not poka, as the Shari Tshuva says, that if he committed an avere, binodum mechavere, so he's possible aides as a Rosh until he does Tshuva. Now, then, to Perikei, the Ilchas, he say the Atere. וכי הלוך אבוב, כי אין שומו באונצי, כחומו בחלוי, כיצד, מי שחולו ונזולמוס, בומו הריפי, שריבוצי בדור הפלמי, מי סורים שבטרה, איסי, או משחפים בכל איסורים, שבטרה מוקם סקונה, חוסנה וזכחובים, ורעי רשותון, ועד שאפילו מוקם מינס, אין משחפים בין, ומובה ונשחפי, Eventually, there's no image of the Holy. So the question is, why is the Chayiv Mise? Why is the Chayiv Koles? Why is it different than a Nosi? So, the Rebbe Yosameach says that the reason is there are two kinds of Enes. There is an Enes where there is an external Koles, and there is an Enes of a Nina Koles. He says it's an Anus. Why is it an Anus? Because otherwise he'll die. And suppose and the other fellow will die, that he doesn't care. So he's a big egoist. and the big egotist. So Mamela, there is no Israel, Misa, and Kores, and Malkus. The Ramban is chilek, and the Ramban says that it doesn't make any difference. אפילו קומיסה מרדירה בשעת נפש ביחס הרי זה מחרה השם. Now the question is, why was the Rambam משם זה לוש? Because in regard to הרייס ממש, הביזור הממש, so he says, מחויב, פיס נערג לא יעבר, and here he doesn't say, מחויב, אמרינקי, so it's only הלוך of אמרינקה, and the Chavishoyo says, now the two doesn't mention that halacha altogether. So Chavishoyo says that that was only a rasha, because in those days they did not soil or have care. But now if there is no chiv to be made some nefesh himself, and have Israel they arrive. Oh, I would like that you should ask questions about Sphira, Mitzvah in the Yeme, and Mitzvah in the Shavuot. So the Gemara says in Menachos, Hameima, the Mone Yeme, the Mone Shavuot, he said, because Seicha Lemigdosh, so it's only with the Rabbonon, so the Chachomim were not Machmir, the Chachomim were not Machmir, so Rabbi Yeruchim Paschus, that it like Hameima, but the Rambam Shita is Abaye was Chilek Rameima, because Abaye holds that it's a mitzvah with the Raisi. Now there is a Machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam says that Noshim are not Nechuyev in Sfira Saimea, because it's in Sese Shazman Kome, and the Ramban says that they are Nechuyev, because the Mechayev is not his man, he's the harvesting. He just coincidentally, it happens that it's towing his man. So Mele, he is Chayev. So Mele is Chayev. Now, there is a Shite, the two mentions today is whether the mitzvah of Mimne Yeme or Mimne Shavuah is only when you have a full week's, the first week, the second week, the third week, but if it's 8 days, so Shavuot or Yemekot, there is no chiyuv, or there is a chiyuv even when there is a day and a week and a day. So now we paskin, the Bishalevi paskin, that we only say it only when it's 4 weeks. The Chaim was chilek, and he said, we say it even when it's a week and a day. Okay, that's all.
If you miss Sfira and you forget to say it during the day, can you say it during Benish Mashos or no?
Tesis, yes. Yeah, Tesis. Because he's the Rambam. The Rambam, no, because he's the Isis.
So, do you hold that you can or you can't?
Well, I wait 72 minutes.
Anyone wants to hang around, we'll make a Marv minute.
Where do you see that?
Anyone stop now?
What time can we dive in Marv?
Want to dive now or wait?
10 after 7.
10 after 8?
10 after 8.
Yeah, alright, close. Okay.
Where do you see that?
Okay.
I have one quick question. Is there, I heard that there was a, in the Mishnah Berurah, it says that, I'm not sure about this, but that a very good thing that you're supposed to wear a black hat, that you're supposed to wear a hat during davening. Okay?
It's not a hat. Black hat. It's a kisser.
Okay, if...
Shach is here the tallest.
Right.
One of the best kisser in the world.
Right, but if you can't, but if you're in one, if you're not married and you're still a talus, and so don't put it over your head.
Ashkenazim don't put on a talus, but his father do, and his father the mine, he also do.
But what about a Yekki?
What?
They do. And but what about a Kisa Harosh? Putting it over their, if they're not married.
So you put on a hat.
You put on a hat. If you're one of your parents, if your parents object to you putting on a hat.
Okay, so do it. So to accommodate the parent.
Okay. Thank you.
It's not an issue. Where is the sitter?
Okay.
You want to start or do you want to wait?
Wait.
No.
10 minutes.
10 minutes, okay.
Huh?
Why by Shabbos Chol HaMoed, or when Shabbos falls out on Yontif, do we not say all the Kabbalah Shabbos and just go to Mizmor Shir? If it is Shabbos, why?
Because it's a Yontif.
How come some people don't say by Mar after Hashkivenu? Some people don't say Baruch Hashem Elam Amen Bamein.
Because that's what that means by the Gemara. Only the Gaining on the Sakh. So we shouldn't say that the Gaining has no authority to be sucking new parts.
Is it Mutter to... I've seen this before in the show, where they have a Holocaust memorial, where what they do is they'll take a piece of a broken on Kodesh that was recovered after the Holocaust,
right.
And what they'll take is as a Holocaust memorial, they'll take a broken on Kodesh that they recovered from after the war.
Broken on Kodesh,
right?
What do you mean?
And they'll take that it was broken. The Germans broke it. And they'll take...
What do you mean they broke an Aron Kodesh?
They broke into a shul, and it's a small Aron Kodesh, and
It's a piece of an Aron Kodesh.
Okay. And they'll take a puzzle Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah was...
I don't know. It's Mishabas.
So okay. is that much of that? It's a puzzle Sefer Torah. It's left open in plexiglass.
It's Mishabas. The puzzle is not there. It's like Kodesh.
What are the Rabbi's thoughts about the March of the Living, where people go...
What?
There's something called the March of the Living on people go to Poland and to visit concentration camps.
No, they have groups of kids. They have, you're thinking about March of the Living or the one in Eretz Israel? You're saying that? That's about the idea, right? The idea?
Should you go?
Okay, they have a program where they take students, high school students, from the United States or from Eretz Israel to go to Poland to see where the ghettos were in the concentration camp. He wants to know if it's a good idea or not.
Why not?
Well, what if I know a person, their son, who went and he got really angry because all the Polish people were screaming at him. He went and got into a fight with the Polish people.
So then they don't go.
You don't go.
What?
No, no.
Okay. You don't go.
Someone wanted to know about, is there any problem if a person keeps the second minhag of Sfira? Is there any problem going to the Israel Day Parade because they have music there?
Yeah, it's okay.
And it's a celebration. It's still okay.
That's my hat.
Not to go.
In the Gemara Suvis, where the whole sugya at the beginning, where the Besul Nisei Salim Aravi, so there's so one of the reasons that a woman gets married on a certain day, that you don't get married on a Friday, is that. It was because we're rechoshesh of the suba. Right, we're rechoshesh that he might shecht and shecht the bird and suda. So there's a Tosfos that says that well, when Tosfos was writing it, he said that nowadays we're not choshesh that he might shechtano. So, at Tosfos' time, there were no freezers. So, what's the reason that we're not choshesh that he might make a big meal?
Because it's not mocho.
It's not what?
It's not mocho today.
That wasn't the fact.
It's not chazali, it was mocho.
It wasn't factually, at the time. These are not the factual reasons. So that wasn't the way they did it. I have to know the situation.
Because this man chazal, every balabais made his own shripe. Today you have to go to a slaughterhouse. How can you go to a slaughterhouse? On Shabbos, you cannot travel. You cannot ride, you have to walk. So you walk maybe 20 miles.
In case of a couple with the person, a woman who's being married, is still a nida.
Chuppas nida. In the case of chuppas nida,
is the man is the.
The Rambam says in a whole asiski, it's not a nisa.
But if in case it does occur, is the man still putter from Kriya Shema since the entire reason for the putter?
Yes.
On that subject, in fact, I was doing a report on that, and
what?
I was my Rebbe mainly.
I was learning it.
And the Shulchan Aruch says that in the olden times, yeah, the chassan was putter from Shema, but nowadays, since no one really has kavana,
yeah,
it's you're not putter.
Right,
and the Mishnah Berurah goes farther and says that if you say it, it's your pure body.
It's
your. Right. So do you hold that? Does Rabbi hold that? Is your pater or
he? As man as that, he wants to know the when he becomes the pater.
Today doesn't make any difference.
He can't.
Okay, fine.
So you have to say.
Does the Rav hold that even though there are no salt as there were many years ago when Maimon Chronim was established, should we still alive?
He wants to know today about Melech Saddam is. In other words, should we do Maimon Chronim today? That's your question.
So, I mean, we don't do it.
What?
But Teisa, she says we have to do it. Sincerely. And Kotovo should be million. Have a piece of butter at time. So, I need to live. But the Rambam, she tells me, go and she tells me. There was no zakone. It was only psak. So that psak applied in those days, not in today's days.
What does the Rebbe hold regarding benching with a kos? Should you bench with a kos if you have one, or if you have a mezumin, or you shouldn't bench at all with kos unless you have 10?
If there is 10, then he's mechuyim to mitzvah for yuvis.
What if
there is a chimu, there is only a mitzvah to yuvis.
And there's one?
And one, there is no mitzvah altogether.
So you shouldn't with one, and you shouldn't with three?
Well, it can make better pay, I guess, in any way.
The parasha, you say, but the carbon that you know how to use, Iver, Opiseach, Ocharon, Osarua, but when the Gemara in Sukkah wants to learn out Mitzvah Baba Avera, it does not quote it from here, it quotes it from Ksuvin, So how come it doesn't?
It's a good hour, I have to think about it.
It has guzzle there. This doesn't have guzzle. Right? Isn't the whole thing because it's guzzle there? Isn't the whole thing because the pasuk in Malachi says guzzle? He wants to show that Mitzvah over there that the Dumya is the guzzle is doing.